Senator Al Simpson, should we have an express lane at our American borders and charge for the privilege of speedily getting across? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, cars crossing into America often have long waits and traffic jams. Now the Justice Department wants to install a voluntary express lane to speed cars on through for a $2 fee. The money raised will then let the feds hire more personnel at border facilities, which in itself would ease traffic snarls in all of the other lanes. Ted, creating a border express lane and charging a fee could make everybody a winner. Even the taxpayers get a break because the fee will pay the cost of the additional facilities and personnel. Ted, you always like to live in the fast lane, but you always plead the case of your liberal buddies who always refuse to see any advantage to this border express lane, and that's pretty short-sighted, Ted. New glasses on this one, Ted.
Move over, Al. You're the one in the slow lane today. That border crossing reform has already been approved by Congress last year. It's a 3-year pilot program to be started this spring at busy points along the Canadian and Mexican borders. The idea is to see whether workers, shoppers, and others who cross the border frequently are willing to pay a modest fee, $2 or so, for expedited inspections and faster crossings. The revenues will go to improve all border services. 300 million people cross the border back and forth every year. Often they wait 2 or 3 hours to get through. The long lines are a major drag on the border economy. In these limited budget times, the kind of user fee is a sensible way to make government more efficient. We need to be careful the fee doesn't grow into a regressive tax, Al, but this new idea is worth a try. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.